Alright, good morning, wherever you are. Good afternoon, good evening. Yesterday we are talking about procrastination and we'll continue from where we stopped today. Alright, I'm Joseph and it's glad to know that you are listening to us. Thank you so much. Alright, today we continue from where we stopped, like I earlier said, and yesterday we talked about people procrastinate and the resultant, some of the resultant effects it has on we humans or others. Yesterday we talked about businesses, corporations, and other things, ideas, innovations that did not take place or didn't hold or won't hold because of procrastination by people who generate those ideas. And one bad thing, like I said about procrastination yesterday, is the effects is too numerous. But the one thing about procrastination is that sometimes when you have an idea and you refuse to carry it out, sometimes it's someone carrying out that idea of yours and you'll be like, ah, but I thought about this now, blah blah blah. No, the difference between you and the person is that the person took action which you did not take. So of course he didn't copy from you. He had the courage, he had the will, he had the desire, he had the willpower to carry out his ideas. And if he's functioning, maybe when he establishes very well, you have yourself to blame. And also, procrastination in this time has many consequences. One of the consequences it has is that it makes you lose focus. So ask me, how does it make you lose focus? Now, when you procrastinate about something, you know, you are slow, you're dragging your feet, you get confused because you don't know if you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing, right? Even if you're doing something before that thing, you may not find yourself not concentrating as a result of you battling whether you should take a decision or not. And this has, made people to start doubting themselves. Am I able to do this? Can I do this? Of course you can do that. If you read through the biographies of people who shook this world, the likes of Albert Einstein and co, you discover that at the beginning, definitely it will be easy. But you're not looking at the beginning, right? You're looking at the end product. Of course, you can start a business today, become a billionaire today. You can start anything today and become prosperous and nothing today. It's impossible. It takes time. Right? Consistency. Right? Boldness. If you fail, you get up, you learn from the failure, and make sure that doesn't happen to you again. Procrastination. Honestly, if you have that problem, honestly, ways you can solve it. One of it is having someone who is accountable, who you will be accountable to. Someone who, when you have generated those ideas, you relate to the person and say, this is what I want to do, this is my target, right? And if someone, just ensure you have someone who is really, really what to be accountability partner, so that the person can always hold you responsible. The person can always be on your tail to say, how far with this thing you said you do? Have you gone ahead to do it? If you have that person, congrats. That's one of the ways you can escape this deadly disease. today will not take much of your time, just to continue from where we stopped yesterday. I think it's up to 5 minutes you've been talking. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow I'll come your way again. Thank you.